All this week, we're going to be talking about the minimum wage, which has become an important issue in this year's election. The federal minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour, which means a full-time minimum wage worker makes about $15,000 a year. California and New York plan to raise their minimum wages to $15 an hour, and there is a call as well to do that at a federal level. Joining us now, first of all, for a look at the numbers is Eric Morath, who covers the economy for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And start with, how many people earn the minimum wage in this country?
Well, only about 1.3 million people earn the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. And that's a small number. That's like 1% of the workforce. But of course, many more people earn a little bit more than the minimum wage, and half of all states have a minimum wage above the federal level. So another way to think about it, the Economic Policy Institute says that 53.6 million workers, a third of the labor force, earns less than $15 an hour.
Okay, so in an area that's around the minimum wage or at the minimum wage, who are they? What kind of jobs are people doing that earn them the minimum wage?
Well, a minimum wage worker is most likely to be in one of two industries, either food service or retail. Those are the most common minimum wage workers, and that's why a lot of the attention has been on fast food strikes. They're a quarter of all minimum wage workers. But there's a number of other industries where minimum wage workers are employed. You can think about some light industrial work, clerical workers in offices, and even the healthcare industry. Home healthcare is one of the biggest employers of minimum wage.
What is the age range for people who earn the minimum wage, or where are most of them at this point? Because a lot of people think about minimum wage workers and they think, oh, it's all teenagers. But that's not the case.
Sure. No, it's not the case. Much is made on both sides of this debate of how old is a minimum wage worker. Just according to the federal government, just over half of minimum wage workers are younger than 24. So there's certainly a bias towards younger workers. But not everyone under 24 is, a high school student in an upper class suburb. I talked to a woman just yesterday who's 22 years old. She's working at McDonald's. She's raising a 1-year-old child on minimum wage or very close to it. When a third of all workers are making less than $15 an hour, there's someone of every age that is earning close to the minimum wage. But it definitely does skew younger, and that's a concern of some economists that you'll shut people out of entering the labor market. And that is a big worry because if, people aren't able to get that first job and get that experience, then they might not be able to get that next job that could pay significantly more.
Well, that brings us to another point, which is how long do people end up staying in minimum wage jobs? Is it something that they stay in for a long time, or do they start there and rise up quickly?
There's a mix, right? I mean, if your first minimum wage job and you are this sort of stereotypical high schooler, that might better prepare you for college and for a career. And so you would rise up. I talked to a woman, though, yesterday. She's been working at Wendy's since 2007, and she now makes $10 an hour. She started at the minimum wage and makes $10 an hour. So that's, it is a supposed 30% increase in her pay over the past 7 or 8 years. But that's still not a lot of money. And so there are certainly a whole class of people that are sort of stuck in these low wage jobs. And there's not the pathway that there once was to move into higher paying positions in a job such as a manufacturing position.
How much variety is there in the minimum wage around the country, in states around the country, and even in localities around the country? Where is it highest? Where is it lowest?
Oh, it's become a real patchwork in this country. Among the highest minimum wages now are in Seattle, San Francisco. Those cities have already committed to moving to $15 an hour. Within states, California and Massachusetts have the highest minimum at $10. And of course, California itself is moving to $15 by 2022. But yet 21 states follow the federal minimum wage. And that includes very populous states like Texas, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. So there's wide swaths of this country where $7.25 is the minimum wage.
And by the way, $15 an hour, that's the high end. If you were to work a 40-hour job per week, 52 weeks a year, you're still only making gross $31,200 a year.
Right. And there's no place in the country at the moment where 15 is the minimum. But in the early part of the next decade, that will be the case.
So how does the minimum wage across this country, and as we said, it's different depending on where you are, but how does it compare to the average wage of what most people are making?
Sure. So if you think about wages, if you think about the median wage, which is half of workers earn more than this and half of workers earn less, $17.40 is the median wage in the U.S. So if you think about 15, that's not terribly far off from that level, but it varies greatly across the country. In the San Francisco area, you know, for example, you're talking about a median wage of $26.34 an hour. So $15 doesn't really have, as economists say, that much of a bite. There's not a whole lot of people that are making well below that. Think about Alabama. Basically, half the workforce would be entitled to a raise if Alabama went to $15 an hour. So that supports the calls that maybe it is better to have a patchwork where states have the ability to be, you know, below or above other states, because New York and Alabama are not the same place.
How do we compare to other countries, other developed countries, in terms of our minimum wage?
We are very low compared to especially European countries. The minimum wage is that are proposed in California and New York would bring us to the levels seen close to in France or the United Kingdom. But really, when you look at industrialized countries, it's based on different measures because of currency, but by some measures, only Mexico has a lower minimum wage than the U.S.
Hmm. And right now, of course, a lot of conversation about raising the minimum wage. Does it feel like the mood is right for this to happen at a federal level at this point?
Not really at the federal level. I'm here in Washington, and I think there's a lot of strong advocacy and a lot is made of this issue, but it's not something that federal lawmakers on the Republican side have embraced, and that's going to make it difficult to get some movement. The last president to raise a minimum wage, sign a minimum wage increase, was not Obama, it was President Bush. And you need a Republican, maybe president or leadership in the Congress to say, you know, 725 is too low of a floor, even in the poorest states.
That's Eric Morath, who is an economy reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Eric, thank you.
Yeah, sure. Anytime.
And as Eric said, the highest percentage of workers earning minimum wage are in the service industry, and the majority of those workers have food service jobs. Bridget Hughes is one of those workers. She is 25 and married, has four children, and works at Wendy's in Kansas City, Missouri. Bridget, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So how much are you making there working at Wendy's?
I am currently making $8.75 as a crew member.
And how many hours are you working?
I typically work anywhere from 35 to 40 hours. I may work more than that depending on if, you know, people don't show up or things like that.
And you say you've been working in the industry for 9 years. Has your pay always been right around minimum wage?
Yes. I started at 16 at $7.25, and now at 25 years old, I'm making $8.75.
Hmm. Is there any hope for you to get a raise just within the company without the government coming in and saying we're raising the minimum wage?
Yes, I have been considered for promotions before, but have been told I was too emotional. I've been told that somebody was more qualified, you know, various reasons. So I am working towards getting promoted within the company. I just, you know, for whatever reason, haven't gotten there yet.
So how are you able to live on that that wage? Because we hear that your husband is a low-wage gas station attendant.
Yes, he makes a little more than I do, but still only makes $9.50 an hour, and it's definitely very hard. I mean, we really have to budget very tightly to, you know, decide between paying the utilities this week or the rent this week, or, you know, do we get our children clothes or food, or, you know, even day-to-day expenses such as gas and, you know, bus fare, things like that. We definitely have to rub pennies together a lot of times just to, you know, stay afloat.
So what do you think can help this problem for you?
Well, for one, I've been organizing with my coworkers for the last year and a half and going out on strike and, you know, protesting against these billion-dollar companies and, you know, letting them know that, hey, we deserve to be able to pay our bills. We deserve to be able to survive and have some type of stability. But aside from that, all workers deserve a living wage. I mean, everybody who works full-time and pays taxes should be able to go home and pay their bills and know that, you know, they don't have to stress about how to feed their family.
Why have you decided to stay at Wendy's all these years if you're so angry at how much they're paying you?
When you have a family to take care of, sometimes you just don't have, you know, the time to go out and wait and look for a better job. And then once you are working in a fast food job or a retail or other low wage job, it's often hard to find time with that job to even go out and keep looking for a better one once you're actually working.
That's Bridget Hughes, who works at Wendy's in Kansas City. She is 25, married, mother of four kids. Thank you so much for joining us, Bridget.
Thank you.